Blog Talk Radio.
Rolling freely down the stairs and across parking lots, gliding like birds everywhere you turn, looking for thrills and spills. In every mall, shopping center, department store, in every dorm, classroom, office, school, both public and private, in every park, concert hall, and entertainment venue, on every street corner, in every city, small town, or village, across this land and around this world, people are armed and ready for action. Packed with cameras, camcorders, and smartphones, ready to snap away at pictures and video of the latest crash, fight, fire, tragedy, or other major event unfolding live in front of them. But is it legal? We'll answer that question tonight on this episode of Private Officer International Talk Radio Network. Good evening and welcome to another great edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio. We hope that you enjoyed that brand new intro. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Yes, we do, and we're excited that you are with us. We have a great lineup and a very interesting topic. Tonight we'll be talking about policy or law. Policy or law. What's the difference? How do you react? How do you respond? Do you know? What is the difference between a regulation and a law? What is the difference in the way that you respond? Thanks for joining us for this Sunday, August the 8th, 2010. I'm your host, founder and CEO, Rick McCann, Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement association based in the Metro Atlanta, Georgia area, U.S. of A. Well, we got a lot of things going on, I'll tell you that. We just got off of a conference call. We're sorry that you weren't there. If you missed it, you missed a good one. We're going to schedule another one later for this week, and we'll try to do it on a regular basis. But we had a great conference call going over some final notes for the upcoming impending opening of our chapters, and we're going to be telling you a lot more about that here shortly. Tonight's radio program, we're going to be talking about videographers, photographers, videographers, people with cameras, the people with tape recorders, people with all kinds of recording devices. We'll be talking about skateboarders and trespassers. And you got to know the difference between the rules and the laws, policy and statute. When is it the law? When is the law broken? Tonight, we're going to make this program very interactive. We're going to try something new. If you're listening tonight live as we broadcast from our studios, you can participate and win a prize. Here's the quiz for tonight. Excuse me. We want you to answer four questions, three questions and a scenario question. Here's the questions. You can email your answers. You can send them to me via the new chat room here at the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. If you are not familiar with it, if you are up on our site on the Blog Talk site, there is now a chat room. You can type in your answers there. You can send me an email to radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. Here are the questions. Later on in the program, when we get to the training segment, I'll give you an opportunity to win something very nice, which we'll tell you later on, if you answer these questions correctly. So here are the questions. What is the difference between a policy and a statute? What is an ordinance and a statue. What do you do when confronted by someone who is skateboarding or taking pictures on the property? How would you handle that? And when someone is recording video or taking pictures, when is the law broken in this situation, in this scenario? You're a mall security officer and two people are taking video of the mall. When is the law broken and what is the law that's being broken? Those are the questions that you must answer to win the prize, to win the great thing we've got for you. So you can email the answers to privateofficerradio@privateofficer.com or join us on the chat room tonight and participate there. Again, I'll go over that very quickly for you. If you're just joining us tonight, we're going to be talking about videographers, photographers, and skateboarders. And here's tonight's way for you to win a very nice prize. You need to answer some questions. What is an ordinance, and what's the difference between an ordinance and a statue? We're looking for something specific here, not generic. When two people are at a mall and they're taking pictures or video, when is the law broken and what law is it? What's the difference between the law and a policy? And in this situation that I just gave you where people were at the mall taking video or pictures, what would you do? How would you approach it? How would you handle it? Answer those questions tonight at radio@privateofficer.com or in our chat room. Of course, if you answer it there, other people will be able to see it. Just want to give you that heads up. They may have the answer incorrect. You may have it right, and they may take, well, advantage. maybe they might steal it from you. But if you'd like to answer in the chat room, you can certainly do that. Or send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. When we get to the training segment tonight, we'll let you know who got the answers correct, and we'll tell you what your prize is. How's that sound? We're making the program interactive tonight. Thanks for joining us. We're really glad that you're here. We're really glad to be here for this Sunday, August the 8th, 2010. As I said, we just got off a conference call. We'll be holding conference calls much more often for not only communication and networking, but for training as well. As always, while we're here on the radio program broadcasting live, you can email us at any time with any questions, comments, or you want to give us a heads up on some training events or promotions in your area. You can certainly do that by sending us an email right quick, as they say down south, at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. Just let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods. If you've been promoted, if someone at your company's promoted, if there's a training event, we'd love to announce it. As always, also we always tell you that you can follow us on the web. We have a pretty large growing internet presence, and we are actively expanding it and working on it as a way to reach out and network, recruit, and train many more people. You can contact us and follow us at Facebook/privateofficer.com, Facebook@privateofficer.com. You can become a fan or a friend. You can follow us at Twitter, Twitter/privateofficer, Twitter@privateofficer. We often tell you that we like this. We have it where it actually has a feed that is tied in with our news blog. So every time the blog is updated, you're going to get a little tweet, and you'll know, have a little synopsis of that blog article, and you'll know whether or not you want to go and read it. Of course you do. You can also go and join us on our own forums, www.privateofficer.ning.com, or just click on our main page at privateofficer.com, privateofficer.com, and you can click on the forums link, and it will take you right there. And if you haven't noticed, if you haven't been to our website in the last few weeks, we've kind of updated it, and we're still tweaking it a little bit, but it's a combination website and news digital magazine, and we've got quite a few good comments about it. We're kind of happy about it. We will be updating the front page frequently with news stories written here and different items happening, and you'll want to check it out often. Our main website, www.privateofficer.com. You can also read our news, which is updated daily several times, at privateofficernews.wordpress.com. Almost a million people so far this year have read the blog, so that's pretty amazing, and we're happy. We're happy about that. We take great pride in being able to provide the news pertinent to the security industry and law enforcement, as well as other news that our readers enjoy and want to know about. And so we've got a growing fan base and on our blog. And so we'll continue to expand that as well. And we're working on a couple of other news products, which we'll be releasing later on in the upcoming months. We want to welcome a couple of people to our program today. Scott Rice, a new member and a new chapter manager. We'll be talking about him later on. Welcome, Scott, to the program. Thanks for joining the association. We also want to make special welcome tonight to a new state director, State Director Dr. David Hukulani in Hawaii, who will now become our new state director for the state of Hawaii. He is a professor and a prior assistant police chief in Hawaii. He is a professor at a University of Hawaii. He is also going to be a chapter manager in Hawaii and the state director. So welcome, Dr. Dave, to you. We are so happy and honored that you would join the association. As I was saying to the folks on the conference call just a short time ago, we actually have three or four doctors, PhD quality members, and chapter managers in the association. We have a number of FBI, a number of local, college, and state law enforcement officers, and sheriff's department personnel who are members and chapter managers. This is the quality of people who see what private officer is all about, what the benefits are of the association, what the needs are, and the good work that we're doing. And we don't want to toot our own horn, but I can read you comment and email and letter after comment that backs up what I'm telling you and sharing with you tonight. We have had a lot of great comments, and we're honored to have these people recognize the work that we're doing. We're not new. The chapter has been around now for 6 years. We have been fighting a good battle, but in the last 2 years, we've been really expanding, growing, but our goals, our foundation is the same, and that is training private security personnel. I also just mentioned on the conference call, for those of you who weren't there, and unfortunately it was many of you, but I also mentioned on the conference call that we have a focus, we have a foundation to our association. Yes, we have executives, managers, supervisors in law enforcement and private security that are members and chapter managers. Yes, we have been honored to have a number of PhD quality personnel as part of our association, as Dr. David Hukulani, you know, attests to when he joined recently and saw the great work that Private Officer International is doing. And we are happy to have the upper echelon, if you would, join the association. But our goal, our drive, our the whole beginning of the association was for the frontline, everyday security officer to assist them in the training that I knew they were not getting elsewhere, to assist them in the recognition that they sorely need, to assist them in propping them up to do the job that they have been called upon to do, that is increasingly getting more and more dangerous and more and more involved. It's not the observe and report. Most security personnel are more involved in the proactive stage of security and law enforcement these days, and they are the old-fashioned reserve, you know, observe and report. So while we really appreciate and we really want more management people to come in, more executives, more PhD, more, you know, upper echelon law enforcement and private security supervisors and so forth, we know that the heart of this organization will always be the frontline officer, the hourly wage person, the person out doing the grunt work, the person out in the field doing the job while their supervisor and manager is at home sleeping, resting, or away on vacation for the fifth time this year. So we support the frontline wholeheartedly, and we're going to continue to recruit, train, and recognize and reward the frontline. But we're glad that we have upper management personnel coming into the organization now, as they also recognize what we're doing. They recognize we're bringing the training that is necessary. We're bringing the networking. We're bringing the recognition and award programs. We're bringing the services, the products. We're bringing everything all together in a package that people are now realizing that this is unlike any other organization. And I don't want to talk bad about other associations, state organizations, or national, but, you know, you've heard the saying, walk the walk, talk the talk. And tonight I'm here to tell you that we're here to walk the walk and talk the talk and to do what it is that we promised we're going to do and to do it better than any other association, company, or organization here in the U.S. or around the world. I got an email a couple of weeks from India. We have members now, you know, really, we are an international company. We have members, I think, around 15 countries now, maybe a few more. You know, I've lost track. I'm not really on top of that end of the business every day. But an email a couple of weeks ago from India saying what a great opportunity for this gentleman to find Private Officer International on the Internet. He's part of a organization in his homeland, but it does nothing but collect dues and make promises. And now he's part of our association. We're able to, you know, make the training to fit his needs. We're able to make things happen for him, and he's been able to tell many others in the security industry, which India is one of the fastest growing, if you don't know this, one of the fastest growing private security locations in the world. India is booming, booming. Many companies have gone to India, opening up, you know, locations there because they know India is an up-and-coming country. So it was very rewarding for me to read this gentleman's email and his praises and his thanks and understand wholeheartedly that he was sincere in being able to find our association because there's nothing else like it where he's from. And the same is true here in the U.S. You may have state associations and you may have national and international security organizations and associations, but none of them are doing everything that we are. They may do some of it. They may do the training. They may have a monthly magazine. They may have area chapters, but they don't bring the whole package together, and they don't target the frontline officer. They mainly target the upper executive echelon people. We are a different story altogether. And so the other thing I want to tell you is that there has been, in the last 6 months to a year, a new group of people who have observed what we do and have tried to repeat it in their state We've had a number of security organizations open up similar to ours. We've had a couple of security training sites that have opened up using our training and information that they got as a student or someone that they knew took it. We've had a couple of people take our logos and various trademarks and so forth and doctor it up to be their own. So there's always going to be those out there, but there's nothing anywhere like Private Officer International. And those of you who are association members, those of you on the conference call, those of you involved in the upcoming chapters, you understand that. We appreciate having you. And now, you know, many managerial, executive, and PhD level security professionals and law enforcement officers are also seeing what we have. And so we're excited about that. For those of you who missed the conference call tonight, and I can't understand why in the world you would do such a thing, it was a very important conference call. We were trying to go over some last-minute notes on the chapters, which will be opening up within a matter of weeks. But for those of you who missed it, let me give you some updates. We will be opening up our chapters in a matter of weeks. In preparation for the International Security Officer Memorial Week, which is coming up September 19th through 25, we will have our chapters open long before that. But we're going to be opening them up in groups. We'll open up a group now. We'll open up, you know, others down the road, and it'll be an ongoing event. But we're happy tonight to report that we've had about 32 or 3 area chapter managers, ACMs we call them, approved. And some have received emails or phone calls notifying them. Others will this week. But right now, this is where we stand. We have Durham, North Carolina. We have Delaware. We have Cincinnati, Ohio, Fairbanks, Alaska, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Hawaii, Tacoma, Washington, Granite Falls, Mascotaw, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Mesquite, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, Houston, Texas is pending. We have Beijing, China, British Columbia, Canada, Ogdenburg, New York, Loveland, Colorado, Murfreesboro, New Jersey, Atlanta, Georgia, Macon, Georgia, Richmond, Virginia, Pearland, Texas, Windsor, Connecticut, Salt Lake City, Utah, Lafayette, Louisiana, Sweden, Qatar, South Africa, Spain, and England, and Canada, as I announced a second ago. Those are all been approved. They've all been approved. We have area chapter managers in place at those locations. If you are still interested in becoming an area chapter manager, the requirements are simple. First, you must be a member of the association. It's difficult for you to represent something that you're not part of. You must be a chapter member. You must be in good standing if you are a certified or licensed security officer. You must be in good standing in your state, and you must have no felony record. And basically, you must have a desire to promote the Private Officer International Association and our efforts in what we're doing. This is very, 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 very exciting. The chapters is going to be a great place to network, a great place to train, a great place to have fun. And it really is exciting, and I just can't wait to get it all up and running. It's very time consuming. It takes a lot of work and a lot of long hours. And as I've mentioned before in my radio programs, if it were up to me, you know, if I could just snap my fingers and it'd be open, I would have done that. At first, I really thought it would be a much quicker, faster process. But we're dealing with a lot of countries, a lot of states, a lot of time zones, and a lot of different people's needs and so forth. And so you know, it is what it is, and we are quickly trudging, you know, forward, and we will be opening these within a matter of weeks. Again, if you are interested in becoming an area chapter manager and you qualify by being a member, by being in good standing with your state credential organization, having no felony record, and being supportive of the Private Officer International, then by all means, send us an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we'll send you the necessary application and the other literature that goes with it. What are we going to be doing at the chapter, you might ask? Well, that's a very good question. We're going to be doing six different things. One, we're going to be training. Every month there'll be a training segment going on, and also during the month we may have an additional training made available to you. We'll also be networking at the chapter. We'll be also having a number of events at the chapter. We'll be recruiting at the chapter. We need the membership. That's part of the chapter duties. That's the blood, the lifeline of the association. We'll also be having benevolent services. We'll be assisting security personnel that may be injured in the line of duty, whether that be visiting them at the hospital or sending out cards, making contact with the family, whatever it might be. We will be doing that. Also, if there's an officer killed in the line of duty in our area, in our chapter area, we'll be doing that as well. We'll also be doing, getting involved in the community, whether that be responding to an emergency or being involved in CERT, the Civilian Emergency Response Team, or whatever it might be. We haven't quite come up with the particulars on that, but we'll let the chapters decide what, you know, how and what they want to do. And we'll also be joining endeavors in the legislative process in our communities and our state as well. We'll be monitoring laws that involve the security industry. Some of the other things going on at the chapters, we'll also have, like I said, benevolent services. We're putting together an honor guard team. If you've ever been involved in an honor guard for your police department, volunteer fire department, in the military, you might want to be involved in this. They will participate in ceremonies as well as funerals. We'll also have airsoft and paintball team competitions and training. And we'll be doing a number of other things, and it will all be under the chapter one roof. So, you know, if you want to be involved, there's so many different areas that you can be involved. The first step, of course, is to become a member of the association. If you're not, you can log on to www.privateofficer.com, click on the association page, and join. It's only $35 a year. There's a ton of benefits, and the chapter is going to be a great tool in your toolbox as a private security officer. Well, we're also excited that we have just a few weeks left before we'll be rolling out a brand new radio program. If you want to get involved in the radio industry, in the radio business, we are looking for guest co-hosts for this program, as well as our brand new LP Zone. The LP Zone will be coming out soon. We will have great loss prevention news, the catch of the week, the big catch of the week. We'll also have a training on that program. It'll be a weekly program. If you are involved in mall security or loss prevention, retail security, you're not going to want to miss this program. Trust me, I've had a lot of emails. This is a hot item. There's a lot of people in private security who work in loss prevention. So this is going to be a great, great, great training tool, great networking opportunity. And we also are looking for a guest host. If you are working in the loss prevention industry, mall security, pick a topic, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Or you could actually send it to radio@privateofficer.com. That way it comes to me directly, radio@privateofficer.com. Tell me what it is you want to talk about, research it, and we'll have you on as a guest host. Same goes for this program. If you want to be a guest host of this program, all you have to do is submit a topic, do the research, and send us an email to radio@privateofficer.com. Of course, if you're a trainer, a manager, even better, we'd like for you to become involved. Love to hear from you. Send us an email to radio@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of great things happening, a lot of great things coming up. Something that we announced on the conference call, two items that we announced that you probably, you know, you probably didn't hear about, and we probably should leave it in the wind so you don't get to it, but okay, I'll tell you. All right, you twisted my arm. Ouch, it hurts. Ouch. All right, another very cool item that we've added to Private Officer starting this weekend. You can go to our main page at privateofficer.com, and we now offer gift certificates. That's right, gift certificates. This way, your loved one, your mother, your son, your cousin, whoever, if they don't know what to get you for your birthday, for Christmas, for a holiday, or they just want to be nice to you, they just want to be special, they just want to give you something special, maybe in a little card or something, they can now get a gift certificate in various denominations right there on the website. They can order it. It will be sent to them electronically. And you can use it for any product, for any service, any training module, CD, or certification on the website. That's right. You can use it for whatever you'd like as long as it's within the POI website. If you want to order a product that is at another vendor, for instance, you want to order a shirt, and it may not be one we have in stock, but we're using a vendor for it, it can also be applied to that item as well. There is no service fee attached. A lot of times when you go buy a gift certificate or a gift card, there's a $3 or even a $5 additional fee. Well, guess what? No fee. Nothing, zero, zilch, no fee. When you buy the gift certificate online, or when your wife or mother or father or son or husband or whoever buys a gift certificate online, they will purchase it for face value. No additional, no additional fee whatsoever. It's a pretty good deal, isn't it? So now if you want some training, or you want a shirt with our logo on it, or you know, you want to buy a CD, training CD, or whatever, now you know how to get it. Instead of that tie for Christmas or that same old yellow shirt in a box for your birthday with a pair of socks that you don't need because you got 5,500 of them already, now you can say, hey, I know exactly what I want. Get me the gift certificate for POI. And they're going to go like, what? For who? For where? What in the world are you talking about? And you can direct them over to www.privateofficer.com. Yeah, hear me? And you can get them to get you the gift certificate. And then you can purchase whatever you want. You can purchase CDs, logo items, training, certifications, whatever. How's that? If you like it, send me an email, radio@privateofficer.com. If that's a good thing, we'd like to hear from you. Private Officer, radio@privateofficer.com. Also tonight, we announced in our conference call something else that's very, 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 very cool. We now have our own official flag. Yeah, that's true. We now, after, I don't know, it's, I guess a couple of weeks. No, it's been longer than that. I think it's been like maybe like a couple of months, I guess. That's more like it. We thought about having a flag. Of course, now with the new chapters, we're going to want to fly our colors. And so now, flags are available. You can purchase them for home. If you want one for your own office, you can purchase one. Or if you are a chapter manager, one will be sent to you as part of your manager packet that you will get. So we will have our own chapter colors, our own chapter flags. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now everybody can say they have their own business flag or company flag. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that a lot. And we hope that you like it too. So tonight's big announcements are gift certificates, which have no fees. Very cool. And the flags. That's right, the flag. The flag, boss, the flag. No, that was another show. But I think it's very cool that we'll be able to fly our own colors. Now, although we've kind of, you know, decided what the flag's going to look like and we'll be placing an order within the next week or so, if you want to participate, I'll tell you what, I'll turn this into a contest. If you want to participate in the flag design, send us your suggestion or idea at adminassist@privateofficer.com. If you're an artist, you can send us a drawing of it. I'll keep it open until Saturday this week. We'll give you 5 or 6 days, and we'll come up with the prize for the one with the best suggestion. Now, keep in mind, we pretty much know how we want it to look, but hey, who knows? We like input from our members, friends, and associates, so if you have a input, a suggestion, if you have another design in mind, by all means, send it to us, and we'll seriously consider it. How about that? See, we like for people to get involved. We're all about networking. Well, I remind you, talking about the gift certificates, online right now, you can order the boot camp series, the private officer series, many, 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 many hours of training, regularly priced at $169. You can buy it now for $99. That will be going off sale September 1st, so if you want the series, they are still available. You'll also be able to buy seminars on sale on CD. A number of seminars are involved as well, and you know, they're reasonably priced. So training is expensive. We try to make it as affordable to you as possible. Talking about training, on our new website, we have a number of new links for training. We will be adding some free training sites and certificates that you'll be able to take as well. Those are in the works even as we speak, and those will be showing up very, 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 very soon. What else? We want to remind you also, if you don't know, that you can purchase the Private Officer Members Badge. It is on sale right now on the homepage. You can have your name and your member's number printed on it. Think about it. How cool is that? Oh, boy, that's cool stuff. You can have your name and your member's number on the badge. It's a beautiful two-tone LAPD-style badge, and it's pretty official looking. Check it out after the show at Private Officer. Com. As we've been saying for quite some time, we're on the road. We're offering some free training. If you or your company or your church security staff would like some free training, we have a module of training that we're doing, 6 to 8 hours, involving use of force and liability. We'll be happy to come in and do that for you at no charge. It will give us a chance to recruit. It will give us a chance to network, and it will give us a chance to meet you. How about that? Additional training will also be available at discounted rates. So, if you're secure...